I guess a little dead or so. I find like being on Instagram and Twitter tends to be a little bit more interactive and a little bit more generally more active as far as getting responses or any sort of activity for us. So
Yeah, because I've been using myself and others use Facebook, and I've been throwing that question around to everyone because I notice in with Facebook is like people just post their thing and they never sort of interact with anybody. And and if they close it to like as a private group and no one's talking, what's the point? Because you're not letting anyone come in to find out about music.
Right. Yeah. I think somebody told us that, you know, Facebook is really good just for, I guess, telling your friends in your close circle, your friends and family about what you're doing. Whereas Instagram seems to be a much better connector with, anybody who's like really into indie music and, you know, participating. I get a lot more direct messages through Instagram than Facebook.
Right. Okay. That might be just something that I talk about in a panel discussion a couple months down the line, that sort of thing, because I want to start having people discuss the best way to get their music out there via social media, because Facebook has always been the biggest thing as far as like sponsored ads over the last couple of years. But I don't know. I just, me personally, after going through, I belong to so many groups that I go through them like going, this just seems like it's just dead in the water. Time to move on, you know?
And definitely a lot of the same people posting the same things across all of the groups too, I've noticed as well. So
So tell us a little bit about Ida Bene Band. How did you guys come about?
I'd say our origin story is pretty similar to a lot of others, mostly just through Craigslist ads. And, you know, it can always be a bit of a grind looking for members, but I met the singer, Melissa Courvoisier, about 3 years ago. She actually tried out for another cover band that I was playing in at the time. And, you know, she's got such a, you know, very nostalgic, folksy voice. But my cover band at the time, we were playing like Red Hot Chili Peppers and Audioslave.
It just didn't fit,
It didn't fit at that time. But I definitely took notice of her voice when we were doing some of the bluesier songs. You know, it kind of always... It kind of was stuck in my mind how really cool and unique her voice was at the time. So after the cover band sort of broke up, I got thinking maybe about 7 or 8 months later, why don't I give her a call and let's just see if we wanted to get together and jam.
And when did that happen? What year?
Gosh, I think that would be early 2017.
2017. So the band has been around for about 3 years now, because your most recent stuff that you... putting out as a 10 song LP that you have up on Bandcamp, self-titled Ida Bene.
Yeah.
I know you had, did you like have any other stuff out before that?
Ida
Bene, with Ida Bene, like Ida Bene, this is your release though. Like that's it.
This is definitely our first album. At first we thought we would just also be sort of like a cover band, play for fun, kind of outfit, but after taking notice of some of the originals that she had, as well as some of the originals that I had, there was definitely a bit of a synergy in sort of like the way we write lyrics and the sort of the melodies we wrote. So it was a pretty good partnership.
Because it was a two-person songwriting like for the band, did that sway you in how you wanted to put the music out in regards to an EP or an LP? Because you have 10 songs on this, you could have easily pared it down to 2 EPs for 5 each.
Yeah, given the way like music is listened to these days, maybe an EP would have been smarter. Mm-hmm. But I guess because we did have a lot of material like right from the get go, and we were pretty prolific as far as the songs that Melissa brought in, and as well as the ones that I did, and there were a couple on there that all four of us sort of worked on together. By the end of it, we probably had 15 or 16 songs that we could have picked from. And, thinking about the time and, it would take to put them all together, we just pared it down to what we thought were our best 10 or 11. And, why not go with like a retro style and, go ahead and release release like a 10 or 11 album, 10 or song album. And, so it came together like that. Yeah.
Hey, you said that you write songs, Melissa writes songs, and then there's a whole collective that you guys write together as a band. Give us some examples of songs that were the whole effort by all the band.
Sure. So there's one song called High Pitched Sniff. It's sort of like it was. I came up with the music for it. It's kind of like our Tragic Hip Boots Your Hearts type song, our Gord Downie tribute.
Sure.
And, you know, it was really the first time like all four of us sat down. You know, the other members other than Melissa and myself being Peter Dunwoody on bass and our drummer Leslie Armstrong. And the first couple of songs that we recorded were definitely from Melissa and I, but then when we kind of, as we got to know each other, play more, we suddenly realized that, you know, Peter had like a really good knack for writing lyrics. Mm-hmm. And I'd be the kind of person who'd like start off a song with like a first verse and a second verse or so, but then I'd get writer's block immediately. And then, so, hey, and then he said, Peter, why don't you take over and you know, see what you can come up with. And then, you know, in this song that I mentioned, High Pitched Sniff, you know, he came up with, you know, he's kind of like the Neil Peart, even though he plays bass, he's like the Neil Peart of our group, in that he writes very vivid, you know, lyrics with, you know, biblical references that are just really interesting and really, you know, make you think a lot more than maybe some of the stuff that we write. And Leslie pitched in as well. And, you know, so we found ourselves like, you know, instead of just rehearsing we would book like an hourly rehearsal, we would just sit down, group of chairs, and just kind of like, you know, pitch verses back and forth. And, eventually that's how, you know, the rest of the song came about. And, yeah, it was a really cool experience writing, like legitimately collaborating all four of us on something.
Seven sins down and I'm still counting, so I'm gone. for you. Nine circles burning in the fable, but for you only a tenth one would do. I've shoveled all through the night, burying your soul underground. I torched all your earthy treasures so no trace of your body be found.
What other songs do you have on this LP that are like a group on a whole that you guys wrote together?
Sure. There's another song that came up together called Wasted Hearts. It's sort of like a very bluesy, jazzy too. It's about sort of love loss. There's some topics that some of us are really good at writing. But again, that was another one that that all four of us just seemed to come together with.
In my mind.
So I tried to hold her, stay and get older. The weight of this broken world I was to shoulder, but now you're not mine.
Time. That was one more of Melissa's, but that would be a great song where the melody was actually came up the idea for it actually came up from Peter. We were kind of having a hard time, coming up with a song structure for it and he said melody. But then Peter came up with this very, very cool bass riff, and then it was just like that. I was able to build a guitar melody off of it. Leslie came up with a really cool drum line, and it really fit the lyrics that Melissa wrote for it. So that's another great example of something all four of us worked on.
Now, you mentioned like three songs there where you guys all worked together on, and it sounds like it came together nicely for you guys. Is there any songs on this where it kind of made you struggle a little bit from writing to recording, that sort of thing?
Oh, yeah, sure, definitely. We have this for various reasons, one of my favorite songs on the album, because it was a bit of a chore to put together, we have this really acoustic folksy song called We Lingering Ghosts. And, you know, that song came about, you know, that's sort of like my Led Zeppelin Black Mountainside tribute. It's a finger-picking bass, sort of folksy, acoustic, slightly bluegrass song. Yeah. And the melody came easy, but then the lyrics were just really, really hard to come up with. And that song must have been sitting there for 6 or 7 months. And then I just happened to be on a plane ride back, you know, from Japan. You know, it was 12, 14 hours. I had insomnia. I wasn't sleeping. God. So yeah. I thought I'd just bust out my computer. But it didn't come out so easy, like that first hour or so on the plane. But that song, then I suddenly realized, like, one of my favorite inspirations is Chris Cornell. And he writes a lot of really cool lyrics. And I thought what I would do was I would just, you know, pour over his lyrics on the plane and sort of just start taking various lines from several different songs of his, from like Spoo Man, from like The Day I Tried to Live, and sort of just piece together a narrative. So I literally just did that for like 7 hours on that plane, writing it together. And it was a lot of fun. It was a very interesting way of writing something. I tried to get clearance from his publisher, BMI, at the time, and they said they didn't really know what to do with it, because I had basically taken 10 songs of his and two or three sentences from each one and created lyrics out of it, and created a song out of it. And so I didn't get clearance, so I had to modify the lines a little bit to make it our own, so to speak. Right. So that one took that one was a journey. It was both fun, but definitely a lot of work, some frustration. And, but the end result, you know, that's probably one of my personal favorites, because of the rather, unconventional route it took, from like guitar riff idea all the way to full on song. So We Lingering Ghosts, that's definitely one of my favorites.
Hey folks, you're listening to Steel City Music, your host Gunner here. I'm talking with Kirk from Ida Bene Band about their most recent LP that you can find on Bandcamp. They have a 10-song LP. Now that you've done this and you've put it out as of back in August 21st, I believe you guys put that out. We are now into October. You've sent it out to some radio, some songs, that sort of stuff. What are your plans for another to go in the studio and do this again? Or are there plans? Are you going to hold off because of COVID?
We're a little bit in a dormant stage right now. Yeah, specifically because of COVID. We did have a lot of songs left over that we, think or would be a lot of fun to put together. But at the moment, we don't have any plans, sadly, until it blows over. The way we recorded our album was very piecemeal and all over the place. It was a fun experience. So we'd like to make sure everything is in place. We're all good with where we are in our own lives before we get back together and start recording stuff again. So hi, this is Kirk, guitarist for a local indie band called Ida Bene. Please check out our website at www.idabene.com, as well as our Bandcamp site to check out our latest debut album,
Once Ida Bene. I saw the most beautiful hue came to my view as I lay dreaming of you. It brightened up my whole entire shade, making silver my worn out old gray. Colors shine like the stars in the sky, and they tell of something both true and divine. It's a holy love beyond space and time. There's something in the way that the words can't quite get the meaning of what I say. It's funny how they change when you let them out, go their own way. I love the shade of a lazy day under a tree, watch the leaves move and sway the way they move to the wind's own song, spinning for a bit then rolling along. Just to know of a soul brought a smile to my face. There's something in the way that the words can't quite get the meaning of what I say. Them out, go great measure, hide all your treasures. I steal all and everything pure that I see. So take all great measure, all great hide all your treasure. That I see. A wise man once told me, get them all to owe you, then you've got the power to not let them be. Bring them down slowly, watch their lives crumble, softly kill them, break their bones and laugh gleefully. Bring them down slowly, watch their lives crumble, softly kill them, break their bones and laugh gleefully.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
is my mind and my soul, but don't think I'll forget to dream you more.
Listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
All right, welcome back to Steel City Music. Your host, Gunnar, here, of course, and we are covering off on the show on Hamilton artists. And three of them from this area will be Basement Revolver, the Davids Project, and also Elevator. And go to their website and download their music and buy their music to help support them, just like we should all be doing. Also, go to Bandcamp and check out their website. I think it's like the first Friday of every month. That's when they do the they waive fees and 100% goes to the artist. So there you go. So you can check them out on Bandcamp as well. Yeah, I'm not really big on Spotify and all the other stuff right now. It just doesn't make any sense. Everyone's struggling, and we got to support them. So you're going to hear some music from Davids, and also you will hear some Basement Revolver. But starting things off, Elevator for you right now here on Steel City Music.